When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dun, dun, dun.
What doctor are you going to? What doctor are you going to today?
Dr. Banks.
Tommy Banks.
Touchdown Tommy Banks.
That's right. Touchdown Tommy, Tommy Banks.
Hey, he lives right down the road from me.
Touchdown
when
Tommy's?
You talk to him, yeah, you need to say you live down the road from my buddy.
I thought he was in the porta potty family.
No, that's his wife.
That's right. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
His that's brother-in-law's the porta potty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, his wife.
Who would have figured a touchdown man in college would
be there? Oh, hey, he was awesome. He played for LSU.
He's seen me in my underwear.
He's my wife's doctor, too.
Yeah. Who, Tommy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, he's
no, it shocked me when I actually went into
He was across the street whenever I had to run because I thought somebody was at my house. And I was in my underwear at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's a different story.
Right, I was friends with his little brother.
Yeah, that sounds like one of my stories.
I think all the Banks boys
running
are
in my underwear at night.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying? You're going to the doctor after this?
Yeah, I got to go see Dr. Banks. And I said, wait a minute. When I first walked in, I said, Banks, why is that? You know, no. He said, they used to call me Touchdown Tommy.
Tommy Banks, baby.
I heard that name.
Can Google him, and I'm sure what will come up is the Sports Illustrated deal with him stretched over the goal line at the University of Florida.
Yep.
Like, as a fullback for LSU.
And the referee going,
Touchdown! So, it was a pretty cool moment for West Monroe sports. Like, that was a big one.
Oh, that was a big deal.
Most people... boom, there it is.
That's him, Si.
See?
High school football phenoms end up selling used cars or something, but not in West Monroe. We grow doctors.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, we grow doctors. There he is. Look at it. I remember that magazine cover. So my brother played with him at West Monroe, and they were friends, and I was friends with his little brother, Brandon. So
that was back in the days of fullbacks.
And all three of the Banks boys are doctors. That's what's wild.
Wow. Like,
they had three sons.
That is pretty cool.
They had three sons. They're all medical doctors. Huh. So, is wild.
Proud dad and mom.
But speaking of football, I was sitting over here while we were waiting, and I saw some news that just happened. I saw O.J. Simpson passed away.
What? Huh.
They just announced that O.J. has passed away.
Juice is no longer on this earth.
No more squeezing the
no
juice,
longer
boy.
Loose.
Easy, hey, Johnny.
I'm just you don't know where to go with OJ. God rest his soul. We hope.
I mean, I just thought it was interesting because Si has a very interesting take on OJ. So that's
I was the only one. Now our system. Under our system, a man is innocent until proven guilty. So look, this was a big deal. It was in the news, and I watched the trial on TV.
I bet you did.
Oh, he watched all of it.
I watched all of it.
He's obsessed with stuff like that.
And look, my family was on me like a dog on hamburger meat that's dropped on the floor.
So what was your position?
My position
was, I said, hey, look, his lawyers did their job. I said, because here's the deal. There was a lot of questions asked that shouldn't have been asked because they didn't know the answer. And look, they proved beyond a shadow of a doubt. They made doubt in your mind.
There you go.
Okay, that's what our system is geared under, okay? Yeah. All you got to do is, hey, if you're not positive that he done it, and look, they asked a stupid question. You know, they had the glove that was at the scene with blood on it, and they said, hey, put it on. Well, hey, couldn't get it on.
He
couldn't get a finger in it.
If the glove does not fit.
If the glove don't fit, hey, you got to acquit.
There you go.
I was five, so I don't really have an opinion.
Me and my family argued that for years, and I said, guys, look, I'm only going by the system we're under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
legally they
I said,
did,
now
they
here's
didn't
the deal.
It.
If
okay.
you're in the jury box,
yeah,
and a man is on trial for his life, okay.
And
well, if
doubt.
I got doubt in my mind, I'm not going to vote guilty.
Reasonable doubt.
Reasonable doubt. I'm going to say I can't do it.
Yeah.
Martin, if I ever get pinched, I want Si to be in the jury.
You don't either. You want him to be your attorney. He's the only man I've ever seen make a judge laugh on the stand. So
oh, no.
You
want,
you want Si on this side.
Not like, only here for murder and everybody's smiling and laughing.
Hey, the judge and the prosecuting attorney.
Yeah.
Tell me, Mr. Robson, it was an honor to have you in there in our court.
No, they didn't.
See? That's 100%. What I'm telling. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want Si on this side. You don't want him over there making a decision because he's a loose cannon on that end. You want him on your...
I think
your,
I can actually get him off.
Yeah, you want
I
him...
Really do.
You want him on your team.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to be so distracted that they're like, huh?
You know...
Like, it's just one of those deals. But...
What about... I mean, wouldn't Si get close to the line of maybe perjuring himself?
Oh, no. The judge would always be threatening me with a... Contempt of court. If you say one more word, contempt of court. And I said, Your Honor. And he said, contempt. And I told it. I was just addressing you properly, sir.
You watch a lot of lawyer shows, don't you?
Perry Mason?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's seen all of them. Oh. What else he have to do?
Mainly just Steve Harvey and Judy.
Yeah, and Perry Mason.
Some real
ones. Oh, no, the best one. The
he's
best
probably
judge
seen
that,
every
best
Matt
judge
Locke.
That has ever sat behind the bench.
Steve Harvey.
It's Steve Harvey, baby.
Oh, come on.
Put him on the Supreme Court, baby.
Oh, I'm telling you, hey, I'd vote for him. The boy runs, I'd vote for him. I'm serious. All of his decision was
Harvey
based on...
Harvey Robertson.
Here's a story, both sides of stories, and then, using common sense, come up with the best possible solution to their problem.
Si, your birthday's in just a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm.
I know.
So,
I had a whole bunch of birthdays in the Robertson family.
Yeah, I know. You can back up 10 months, and y'all had something really special going on there.
April must be a fruitful month.
No, we ain't talking about April. We talking about 10 months but prior to April. Whatever that is. That's what that's what we looking at. We talking about June. We talking about July 4th, summertime special something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what happened.
That's when you lead to April births. The April is just when y'all were calved.
We'll call Carter if we need to.
I'm having to do the math in my head.
40 weeks, you know.
40 of them.
So the other day I said
to the stork.
I said, Si, we were going over his calendar and things he's got coming up. And I said, your birthday's coming up. What kind of birthday do you want?
Poker.
No. Let's get a bunch of people. We'll have a huge poker tournament. He said, no.
Oh.
I said, well, let's have some bands come in. We'll cook crawfish, invite everybody, you know. No.
Because
he's already had.
Crawfish is like a couple $1,000 at this juncture.
Well, hey, we could pull it out. So anyway, he ended up saying, nope, because he's already had all these birthdays, awesome birthdays that you can never top. And
so
I mean, y'all have been to some of those.
What are we doing this year? Going to Domino's Pizza, playing Domino's?
That's a good idea.
That ain't a bad idea.
Me and Johnny D want to take y'all home, by the way.
Still needs to happen. Bust one of them Domino tables.
No, he just
pizza
said,
pot.
What are we doing? Yeah,
he said, I want to invite 10 people to come over and
play poker.
And play poker. I said,
and then I'll fleece them.
I said, do you want us to have something good to eat? Nope.
Just a low key birthday.
Yeah, nobody bring anything. Nope.
All you
do
is brush up with plenty of cash in your pocket.
So that's his wish for his birthday.
I like it.
So at 76, you go in low key this year.
That's right.
This is the lowest key.
We're gonna rent an entire cruise ship.
Yeah.
Texas Hold'em and bring plenty of cash.
Hey, there you go. Hey, you 76, you can do what you want.
Do what you want.
But no, I didn't know if we'd ever touched on Si's opinion on OJ. I thought that was a fun one
a good one.
No, I remember so many arguments about that. And I said, guys, wait a minute. You're not listening to what I first said.
It was
a
awful.
Man is innocent until proven guilty.
You might be getting blasted in the comments.
It was the
first time ever.
I don't care. My conviction, I'm going to stand by it.
I have no opinion.
He backs the judicial system.
Yeah, that's right. Si's point is prove it.
Yeah.
Hey.
And you didn't. I understand that. Now, I think he's guilty.
I don't know.
No, I have to. Hey, look.
I do.
I'll
just tell you what I think.
Look, I took my hat off.
Bing.
I took my hat off for his lawyers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Martin, what's your
because
opinion?
Because they come to court prepared, and they did make put down in the people's minds.
So what was yeah. I was, what, 8 or 9 years old probably?
Yeah. You were 7. I was 5-ish. Yeah.
Here's what I remember. And it's one of those funny things. It had so much coverage. That is a core memory for me. Like,
yeah.
I still cannot see a white square body Bronco driving down the road and not think of O.J. Simpson. That's one of those weird things.
It's like, weird that I know that. That's look, June 21st, 1994, right?
They ran somewhere. That on the news hours of nothing but him driving with the police behind him.
Yeah. And so that was one of those core memories.
June 17th.
That I remember thinking, like, I don't know. Here's what I'd say to this. I don't know how he didn't do it. But in the words of Cy, they did create a reasonable doubt that he did. Now, whether or not you like that or not, it is our system.
That's our system.
It is the system in the United States. Yeah. And one day you may be the beneficiary of that said system. So I'm not going to knock it. I'm just going to say they worked the system. They exploited the system for what it is, which is what I think all people that are great in their field do.
Hey, look, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know we're not superstar athletes. We're just regular dudes.
Regular dudes.
Who do regular things.
That's right.
And it's important to stay regular and to stay healthy to be regular. So it's important that we take supplements of the highest quality. And that's why we've been partnered with AG1. How long have we been drinking AG1, Philip?
A long time. Probably about 3 years for us.
Yeah. And unlike a lot of those other brands of supplements, AG1 conducts a bunch of testing to set the standard for purity and potency. And it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists. Are you a scientist, doctor, or nutritionist?
Negative.
Negative.
On that.
So how are we supposed to know? That's why we go with AG1, because they've got decades of experience in their field. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. Philip, you made a pack right here. It's that easy.
I did. I knew I was doing the duck call room this morning, and so I waited to do my AG1 here.
Right there.
And look, we never miss a day when we drink our AG1, me and my wife, Alicia, and we've loved it for a long time, and it's really helped us out.
Yep. And we know we can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of manufacturing partners, and sustainable practices. Taking care of your health shouldn't be complicated. And that's why AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one scoop or travel pack. Philip already did all that while we were doing this ad.
You can definitely tell when you miss a day and you don't drink it.
Yeah.
Some time goes by, you're craving to go back and drink your AG1.
AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes vitamin C. Mm. Can't get enough vitamin C and zinc. To support my immune health, look, it all started back when Superman himself, Christian Huff, started drinking AG1, got us all on it. We're not Superman, and I'm not going to be able to lift the weights he lifts, but I'm going to be able to feel great every single day by drinking AG1.
And you're going to have better gut health.
Better, yeah, that's important for me. Look, we've been partnering with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out.
And here's the deal, okay? Ever since DNA come into play, there's been people that have spent 20 years in prison.
Wrongfully.
They were not guilty. DNA proved it.
Yeah. And then so then,
I'm not going, hey, that's why, you know.
So what's worse?
When I get a subpoena from the courts, said I got to come and be a citizen.
Yeah.
And be a citizen. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. Jury duty?
Jury duty, yeah.
I don't like it for one reason. okay? Because that when they talk to you, bring it in and talk to you. Okay, well, what about this? And I said, guys, here's the deal. I said, you may not want me sitting on this jury.
Yeah.
I said, because if his lawyer puts doubt in this boy's head, I'm going to vote not guilty.
Yeah. So I'd be a hung jury in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. And hey, and the other 11 of you might as well give it up.
And he's so hard-headed, he ain't changing.
That's 11 angry
until
men.
Until you prove to me that he's guilty.
Yeah.
I've met people.
So what's worse in your opinion? Letting somebody go
or murder
that may have done it, or putting a man behind bars that didn't do it? For
man, the duck call room just got deep.
That's why I would vote. Hey, I'm not going to vote him guilty. He gets away with it.
I'm going to say something unpopular.
I'm sorry, but hey, you didn't prove his guilt.
Yeah,
prove it.
That's why I am so, I can't even think of the word. I always look for the best in everybody.
Yeah.
You're an optimist.
I'm sitting here. I asked a question that I didn't even know an answer to. I don't know if it's worse. I'm like playing it in my head. Is it worse for a guilty man to go free or an innocent man to be locked up?
No, it's worse if the innocent man is incarcerated.
Because odds are the guilty man will do something stupid again because he got away with it once eventually ends up there. Where the innocent guy...
Well, not only that, then you go and bring God into this.
Yeah,
you may get away with it on your fellow human being.
That's exactly right.
But hey, you're going to answer for it.
Yeah. You're going to answer for it.
Judgment,
right.
Judgment, and vengeance.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So
it belongs to the Lord.
Yeah, my opinion is that look, do celebrities get preferential treatment? Yes. Is it right? No, but it does happen.
Well, there's a lot of people get treated
better
than they deserve.
That's right. So what happened, I don't know if he did it or if he didn't do it. I think he did. But they didn't prove it, then they should have. So we do have a broken system, but God's system's not broken.
That's why.
I hope he repented and turned his life to Jesus. That's what I hope happened.
Yeah.
And it could have, and that's not going to make the news.
Yeah. And even the repenting and doing that, he's still going to answer for it.
That's why.
The question will still be asked, and you still answer for everything you've done.
Yep. Well, it's either you're in Jesus and his blood, and you're forgiven for everything you've ever done.
Yeah.
Or you answer it through the law.
Yeah.
That's why my favorite Bible verse is John 3:16 and
17.
There it is. Okay, because here's the deal. If anyone is qualified to judge a human being, it would be Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Yeah.
And yet, here he comes and says, okay, hey, now, I didn't come down to judge you.
Yeah.
I came to save you.
Yeah.
That's why I always tell people, that's why when they say, what about, because you ask the question, is he guilty or innocent? Hey, I'm not qualified.
Yeah. I say that a lot, too. I always say, there's a judge and I'm not him.
I'm not him. And thanks be to him that I'm not.
Amen.
Okay, because, I'm not qualified.
Always an interesting topic. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
No.
Murder.
But my take on
it's
what
just
you
one
did,
of those.
Hey, it's an excellent question.
Yeah.
Really is.
Is it
better that he got away with it, or would you rather put an innocent man in his
place? Did you just
say
that he got away with it?
Yeah.
Well, he's using he.
Oh,
as
I thought
term.
You were saying OJ.
No,
I'll say it. He got away with it.
God rest his soul. Hey, the juice is no longer loose.
Well, no. It's something that, a human being, that's a good question because a human being, that's why I don't want nothing to do with John Law.
Yeah.
Okay, because they scare me.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm being honest. Okay, because here's what happens. I told Jace this. I said, hey, all they got to do is accuse you, Jason. I said, then the cops will come get you, lock you behind bars. And I said, and then it's out of your hands, and it's in a person we call lawyer. And I said, what if you got one that's overworked and underqualified?
Yeah.
I said, guess what you're going to do, buddy? You're going to do some time.
10 to 20. Convicted.
And hey,
never
then
convicted.
You're sitting in the jail saying, what happened? So, no, I would rather say not guilty.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, yeah. Hey, like I said, I'm
I would say
judge.
That we went through a world, we went through a time where it used to be innocent until proven guilty. And today.
Now you're guilty.
You're guilty. The yeah. accusation sticks in yeah. today's world because of social media.
But not That's murder.
Right. Not murder. Not.
They
no.
going to get you.
Yeah, but hey.
They going to get 90, your hair and say, it was him.
But here's the thing. 99%
of the time,
JD,
yes.
You're
Beth's
cute.
Making weird
You're
faces.
Accused.
Nobody's accusing me of murder.
Well, no.
You
but
can't
I'm
accuse
saying,
me of
here's
it.
Here's the deal. Okay,
I'm not in this situation.
Well, they can't
hey,
accuse
here's
you.
The deal. I'm the one. I've been accused. Okay?
Of murdering Duck.
What? No. I've been accused of whatever crime.
Yeah.
And I'm not guilty. Yet, the public.
In their eye.
In their eye, I am guilty.
Yeah, the accusation.
So guess what? I got to move. I got to move from this place. It goes somewhere.
Oh, that's right. And Si, it's not just murder. I mean, you can be accused of all kind of things that you didn't do.
No.
But because of the opinion of social media or whatever, then you're going to have to
In today's
try and
world,
yourself.
The accusation sticks. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
The accusation stick.
Yeah.
But that's why.
There's still people on this world think Phil Robertson is a horrible man
oh,
because
no.
of some misquoted
that
thing in GQ magazine.
You're right.
Had death threats.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was my point.
Now we're getting to that point.
Of today's world being different than it was in the past where you were so insulated from it and the media wasn't there and the things weren't there that you were in fact innocent unless you were proven guilty. And today you're just guilty.
Yeah.
And then you have to prove you're innocent. That's the difference in what happened then versus what happens now. And now there's going to be a Netflix documentary made about it from one side or the other that thought they were right and try to sway you the other way, just like Making a Murderer or all those ones that were big during the COVID.
It's one of my.
I just watched Tiger King.
Carol Baskin.
That takes me to the verse where Jesus said, hey, okay, they've caught this woman in adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus, all he did was said, hey, the one without sin, you cast the first stone.
Yeah, chunk it.
You chunk it. That's why I'm, No. I'm not going to ever look down on you. No, sir. I'm not qualified.
No, I'm a goblin. The only thing I chunk rocks at is a sign.
Why is that so funny? If you're going down the road and you just throw a rock out and it hits a sign, what a great feeling.
Yeah.
When you hear it hit the sign, it's just joy.
I mean, the first time I heard Goblin put all those words together, that's funner than chunking rocks at a sign, I was like, that's pretty daggum fun there, though. I mean, because you sit there and you just try to lob a man. You try
then
from
you hear, then you hear a whack.
Yeah.
The best is the underhand method. For me, you let the car do all the speed.
Yeah. Well, the best one is if you're driving. You're driving and someone across.
Over
the car.
Have you hit a sign
then
like
you hear
that?
Whack.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good old school shot. That's a good shot. Martin.
Yeah, buddy.
What's the greatest piece of mail you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man.
You do.
What?
It's a mattress and it came from Helix.
Is that
not the best thing ever? You open a box, boom, you have a mattress and you're like, a mattress in the mail? I don't know. And then it's like the most comfortable mattress ever because it was tailor-made for you because you took a 2-minute quiz and it was like, hey, you're exactly what you need. Boom. And you're like, wow, this is the most comfortable thing on earth. Thanks, Helix.
It came
in the mail.
I will have to say, until you get a mattress in the mail, you never realize how tedious going to a mattress store actually is to find the one for you, where you can sit down and in 2 minutes answer all the questions, whether it's for you and your wife, your kids, whatever. Fill out the questionnaire, and they send you a mattress that's made for you because that's what they do. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. They have 20 unique mattresses, including award-winning Lux Collection and a mattress for, shocker, big and tall sleepers. That's your boy. And even a mattress made just for kids. And now Helix is bringing us their most premium mattresses yet with the new Helix Elite Collection. Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and even lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. So if you want to know which one it is, take the quiz. You can get it done in 2 minutes or less. And then you have a mattress that's built just for you, and it ships straight to your door.
And then you jump on it and just, hey, you're sleeping on a cloud, boys.
You can jump on it. You can lay on it. You can do whatever you want on it because it is that well made. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress.
That's right. And if you're not satisfied, which you're not, you're going to be ecstatic about how great it is.
Look, there you go. And we're all unique. We all sleep differently. That's why Helix has several different mattresses to choose from. They have models with memory foam layers, models more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating. And if your spine needs a little extra TLC, they got you. It has a hybrid design combining wrapped steel coils in the base and foam layers at the top. So, I mean, I don't know what else you could want in a mattress. Johnny D, he's wrapped up in a pillow in a cloud every
mine
night.
Mine is just a soft, fluffy, beautiful cloud.
There you go.
I should go back home right now.
Moonlight, right?
Moonlight.
There you
moonlight,
go. He's chasing the moonlight. Not only is this the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattress delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't take our word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by Wire Magazine, and it's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. I'm just saying on that regard.
We're not going into melanin, boys.
Oh, well, it's interesting topics that things like this, like, well, when I saw it sitting over there, I was like, oh, yeah, this could actually be kind of fun. So
it's an interesting one.
Yeah, I mean, it just all goes back to at the end of the day, judge, jury, trials, all the things. What Phillip said is what I hope is actually the case, that somewhere since 1995 till now,
OJ
found Jesus. He found Jesus.
He
repented. He gave his life over to him.
Right.
And hopefully he will be in eternity with all of us. I think everybody, I know everybody in this room for sure, wants to spend eternity with everybody, no matter what kind of sinner you were.
Right. Just like Saul in the Bible,
you know,
who killed so many people.
Yeah.
Remember Saul, he was rough.
That's why when everybody says, you know, I'm so bad that Jesus can't help me.
Yeah, Wrong answer. Too far gone. No, you're
wrong
not.
Wrong answer. You don't understand the power Jesus has.
Yeah.
Okay. He is the power.
Yeah.
Good question, Martin.
I'm serious. That sun you see in the hung in the sky, I know the one that hung it.
Yeah.
Okay. His name is I Am.
There you go.
And that says it all.
Hey, you know what's interesting?
Hunter, submit this one for the Clover War.
Yeah. No. Remember when the detachment...
The call room discusses OJ.
Remember when the detachment of soldiers, Jesus was praying in the garden, and the detachment of soldiers came to get him, and he walked out. He knew what they were doing. Come on, he's God in flesh. He walked out, and he said, who is it you're looking for? They said, we're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, I am he. The great I Am. I mean, when he said, I am he, they what? Fell to the ground as if they were dead.
Dead men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's some power right there. Yeah. I want him on my side.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably the most important to have on your side in the courtroom.
Not
Si. I mean, Si would help, but, you know.
My wife, we're at the house, and she's reading something, and somebody asked a question. I may have been Liz, but anyway, we went... religious. Well, she looks up Matthew, I think 26 or 27, verse, you know, chapter 27. When Jesus rose from the dead, so did a lot of saints.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I've never read it and overlooked it. She said, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Not only he rose from the dead, but there were saints rose with him.
That's wow.
You know, and like I don't remember reading it.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
And I'll have to ask myself, you know, it not only he rose from the dead, you know, he rose other Christians, those that believed.
Mm. Remember when he called Lazarus out? Raised him up from the dead.
I'm talking about, hey, take him death clothes off.
what if everybody would have got up who was in there with him?
No, he told him, take the death rope wraps off.
Yeah. Get that off of you.
Yeah, get that off of you.
Yeah, put on some Tommy John. Yeah.
And then look, if you keep reading it, Lazarus says,
no, it's just, you know, so wild.
Lazarus really says, Lord, don't lift us all up. I owe a bunch of these guys money. Am I the only one you raised?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just joking about that. Yeah. Hey,
I need a concordance and some things before we go into this. This is, y'all are blowing my mind right now. I'm trying to read.
Can you imagine being Lazarus, though? You've been in heaven for like 2 days with God, and then you get called back, and you're like, what?
That would suck.
Oh, no, that's one of the things. That's another thing, okay?
I was like, where's
that, hey, people on the other side wanted to come back. Okay, and they knew they were done for, but they wanted to come back to tell somebody, hey, look, it's real. You better, you know, mind your P's and Q's, so to speak.
You better get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just, you know.
It would be a bummer to get there and then turn around and come back. But in that case, too, that's how you change the world. Like, that's the.
We never read anything more about Lazarus. I'm the greatest evangelist.
Yeah. I mean,
that's why when somebody comes to the Lord, okay, you got to look and ask yourself a question if you've seen it.
Yeah.
And said, hey, wait a minute. That old boy used to be, you know.
Yeah, what does it say? Better one sinner come to the Lord than 99 righteous, the 99 and the one.
Yeah.
Like the rejoicing that happens over one repentance.
What happened to him to make that big a difference that he changed that drastically?
Yeah.
You got to ask yourself that question.
Well, and I think it's kind of a point Phil always makes, like, for crying out loud, we count time by this fella. Like, I mean,
the year 2024. I mean,
for real, if there was a point.
Yeah.
If there was a point where everybody said time starts now, that's a biggie. Nobody said that about nobody else that was walking on earth.
That actually walked around this earth.
He did some things. Like, he made some moves. People listened. So yeah, either it's the greatest hoax of all time, and boy, were they committed to the bit, you know, when they started boiling them alive.
And still are.
throwing rocks at them.
That's how we kicked this off.
What's that?
That goes back to the question. Is he really him?
Well, and it does go back to guilty and innocent.
Here's the deal. You're going to have to prove me wrong because I'm going to believe in him.
Well, if he's not, what's the worst that happens to us?
Hey.
The same thing that's going to happen to us?
That's right. Yeah. You lose anyway.
That's right.
You lose anyway.
You lose.
That's why lawyer, you're going to have to prove to me that he ain't who he says he is.
Yeah,
that's an interesting one.
I tend to always opt for the path that leaves a winning outcome.
Yeah, yeah, I want a win-win situation, and so far, that's all I see.
Yeah,
with him, you win, win, win.
There's only upside.
Yeah, without him.
Yeah, with him, without him.
Yeah, yeah. Either with him or without him, and hey, I'm gonna go with him.
Well, that's my favorite point to make when talking with people, because we often, you know, Jesus came to give us a bunch of rules and God's got all the rules.
No, he didn't.
I know he didn't. That's what I'm trying
Jesus
to
brought,
you
Jesus,
tell him, si.
Jesus brought the key to unlock all the chains, baby.
Exactly. But people think the Bible's like all these rigid rules and we're not allowed to do this. But it's actually like, hey, just looking out for you, bro.
Yeah.
Turns out if you just pick woman and stay with her and don't get involved with others, your life's better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Turns out if you're a good neighbor and you're not lying, cheating, and stealing from people, you know, life's better.
Yeah.
Turns out if you, you know, work hard with your hands and live a quiet life and you're not dependent on anybody, life's better. It's this weird thing where it's like, man, why is he giving me all these rules? Oh, just to make your life better.
Right. And know this, that the whole law is summed up in two things.
Yes.
Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
And
love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, those two things, I want to do that no matter what happens. I mean, you're going to have a better life.
Here's the deal. I found this out the other day. 2 Corinthians chapter 20, verse, or no.
I should have brought a Bible today. No, what's rolling?
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20.
Corinthians 1:20.
1:20.
Greater than 1 Corinthian.
For no matter.
Here's the deal. The answer, everything in Jesus Christ, the answer is yes. I just found that the other day. I probably have read it, but I didn't really. It didn't hit and stay. I said, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you're in Jesus Christ, all the answers is yes.
And amen.
And amen.
Yes and amen.
It is.
Oh, we're about to get a guitar.
You know when no is used? There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus.
That's right. None.
What's that, Romans?
That's Romans something.
Yeah.
But hey, this ain't
I was gonna
Romans
say,
8:1. This ain't unashamed. We know it's in there. You're gonna have to look up where it's at yourself. Yeah, this is a duck call, right?
Yeah. We're much into the
that's one of my flaws.
Redneck interpretation.
I can say it's there, but I can't quote what it is.
Hey, I got you. Romans 8:1's where he's at now, folks.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's why when JD said it in easy English language to understand. Dude, I'm just trying to make your life better.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I back that up by scripture. Everything is yes in Christ Jesus.
And amen.
Good one.
That's a jam, by the way. Okay.
Johnny D hung on a song.
All like your promises.
So we did go heavy today.
We got 20 minutes.
Take a break yet and let the folks up.
I don't even know if we've taken a break.
No, we have.
I mean,
Phil left and we just kept going.
What you eating over there, old man?
I'm in my trail mix.
He's on that trail mix bag. You know where that trail mix came from, don't you?
Nurse.com, baby.
Hey, quit chewing into the microphone. Good night.
Oh, man.
It is delicious.
Hey.
And it's a healthy snack.
It's got all kinds of dried fruits in it.
I can tell. It's slobbering your stopper.
Hey. It even sounds good, boys. Not only does it taste good, it sounds good.
Oh, I love it. Look, if you like to snack on the go or snack at your desk or snack anywhere, really, Nuts.com's got something for you. Look,
throwing snacks.
So whether you're wanting like butter braided pretzels the kids can have, any nuts, obviously, popcorn, specialty flours, they've got it all. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection means there's something for everyone. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. Whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. And at Nuts.com, quality is the top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships so that they reach you fresh. And satisfaction is guaranteed. If you just want to order once in a while, you can do that. If you want to opt in to auto ships because you're like, man, those bourbon pecans are that good. I need them once a month or once a week or whatever. They've got it. You can do it. And if you're already stocked up at home, look, they sell directly to businesses and have a bunch of great gift options. So, I mean, they send us stuff all the time, and we order from there, too. And you never knew that you were missing chocolate-covered gummy bears until you had one, right?
You never knew.
Like,
I miss them. I actually need to reorder that. Notice those are gone. Those aren't on the table.
Those and the bourbon pecans, first one's gone every time.
They out of here,
like,
baby.
Whoop, they gone.
They gone. So.
Look, right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/Nuts. So go check out all the delicious options at Nuts.com/Nuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's Nuts.com/Nuts.
Man, that's a
duck. Do you think they framed him? You think somebody framed OJ?
Here's the deal.
Why? Hunter just let out a I said, you think they framed him? Hunter went,
here's the deal.
Hunter, were you alive during this?
No.
No way, right?
Hunter, what year were you born?
I was born in 2000.
Yeah, no.
Here's the deal.
That is so
weird. A neighbor of the people that got snuffed out. She said, I saw three guys.
Did he just say snuffed out?
Don't laugh, Martin. Don't laugh, Martin. Keep it together, man.
Well, hey, but that's
Si's officially at the age where he can say stuff like that and nobody cares.
What?
If we say that, they're like, oh my God, you're so inconsiderate and rude.
After they snuffed out old girl and he went on a joyride around Los Angeles.
I bet you asked me a question.
Yeah.
They had, hey, a witness, next door witness said, hey,
you know a lot about this case.
Walk out the back gate, okay, y'all, the night it happened. Well, I kept asking or kept waiting for somebody to bring it up in the courtroom.
Yeah.
It was never brought up. Because the first thing I'd have done was I said, hey, I want the witness next door on the stand. I've got questions about it.
Where's the three guys?
Where's the three guys? Did anybody look for them?
Yeah.
No. Well, hey, doubt one.
And a lot has changed now because every house you got somewhere got a camera on it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's why I'm saying. Like the deal.
They would have had that sucker on a Ring doorbell. It would have been on social media and we would have seen it all play out live.
We would have seen who did it.
Yeah.
Also, that camera on that helicopter chasing that Bronco sucked. Like you couldn't tell nothing.
You couldn't tell who was driving.
That's how it used to be.
Now they would have had, it had been like, and then OJ would have been live on Instagram. Tell you, I didn't do it.
Allegedly.
And
he was in the Bronco, wasn't he?
Allegedly.
Yeah. And why didn't they throw the chains?
I don't know nothing.
Blow his four tires.
Yeah.
They did that to my grandma. They didn't even do it to OJ.
That's right. That's your grandma.
And she was just driving down Arkansas Road.
Hold on. I kid you not. We got an email the other day. I don't know where it's at. Somebody else's grandma got in Kentucky by the exact same thing.
Got a spy.
The police. Can't even tell who's in the car, so maybe we wouldn't know if it was OJ these days.
Shit, see, that's what I'm telling you, man. When you bring the more you add humans to it, the greater the potential for error.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I mean that's just,
which is why like
that's
did we really land on
the
moon?
Day.
You know,
okay, that's the lesson for today.
Are dinosaurs real?
Hey,
They were.
Yeah,
you've seen one.
Little guy to bones. We've seen the bones.
Have you seen the bones?
Hold on, biologist man. Are you against dinosaurs now?
I like to sing Randy Travis's. Hey, I'm just sitting here digging up bones.
I'm digging up bones.
We sure know a lot about something that lived 20 million years ago or billion years ago. How do we know so much?
Now we're going to get deep into
biology. I'm just curious
on
why we keep moving the goalposts on a lot of
things. Carbon dating is a farce.
To get into it even more, why is all this stuff found in Wyoming, the state of Wyoming?
A lot of
what?
Yeah,
there's a triceratops.
Hey, Google it. A lot of bones, dinosaur bones, are found in the state of Wyoming.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
They never were here, right?
Huh?
What you got?
Well, that's what they say. Bible. Hey.
Oh.
It's like Black Panthers. Some people say Black Panthers ain't here.
That's the only fool.
Oh, here we go.
Thing is that.
See, I'm just saying.
Where is it? What state has got dirt level that they keep looking at?
What?
It's the main one that's ever quoted. They always go to that state and look at all the different levels of the
To our audience, if you also watch PBS, could you email in hello at Duck Carter and let us know what he's talking about?
I'm not sure on that one.
PBS.
Here's what I can assure you.
Yeah.
It's not Louisiana. Because you dig a hole here, it's just going to be full of
water. Yeah, you don't go very far before you get water.
Yeah, you ain't going to dig no hole here to look at dirt.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of water.
That's the problem. There's a lot of hunters out there taking out Triceratops.
Oh, that was the kid's favorite dinosaur, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just a shame that they're killing all these poor, innocent creatures.
For sport. Right.
For sport. Have y'all ever seen that?
Yeah.
All them live. All those people get upset on the Twitter or the Instagram or the Facebook about them killing the precious animals, and it's Steven Spielberg in front of a triceratops.
Hey, I got a news flash on it. I watched the show the other day outdoors, and look, hunters were in Africa and doing a good thing. They had the Cape buffalo that was marauded and killing the villagers in Africa. Well, the first thing they did, it was a bunch of hunters there, they lodged. They went and said, hey, would y'all come down here and shoot these buffaloes and killing all the people?
Yeah.
So they went down there and they killed three of them out of the four.
The buffalo suck.
Buffalo are mean.
Yeah. You saw what they did to Mufasa.
Yeah, because they, you know. Have, what do you think? You know, would you like to live somewhere you're out hanging your clothes to dry after you've washed them and get killed by a Cape buffalo?
I don't even like my neighbor's dogs. Well, hey, I'm terrified of a buffalo. Yeah. I'm afraid of horses.
So, hey, although all of y'all that are bad or rough on hunters, we do good things.
Thank you.
God, I love these hours, okay. man.
Well, hey, this is an educational show.
I just I just love the winding road that most of the time it feels like you're going somewhere, but we're really just like the world's longest NASCAR road race course. Well, we always end up back to the same spot.
What happened here? Okay, I had some trail mix before we started.
There it is.
Okay, and I'm like Willie Nelson. I'm on the trail again, boys.
He's on the road again, boys. Unbelievable.
There it is. Look at these people. Look at this clown taking out. What a beautiful animal. Who's the clown? Look. He just killed this for sport. What a bad person. It's a triceratops, dummies. It was Jurassic Park. It was a great movie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I love it.
On the winding road.
Yeah.
Are we to the point where we could pull off Jurassic World?
Huh?
Like in real life, could we do it?
Could we do what?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Because, hey, all them dinosaurs would stampede and just stomp us into the ground.
Yeah.
We would go back to where we came from.
So if they were here.
There's six movies detailing why it's a terrible idea, but...
To quote...
Could we do it?
To quote the movie... we never stopped to think about if we should.
Yeah, Dr. Ian Malcolm said we were so worried if we could, we never stopped to think if we should. But could we? Because I'm for it.
Really?
Oh, Carter.
As a guy who's scared of horses, you're for it?
Yeah,
he would like dinosaurs. As long as it's down there in Guatemala. I mean, I don't want it to be in the wet. The Monroe Zoo does not need dinosaurs.
He wants it
for
Carter.
So you think, like, you remake pterodactyls. They just going to stay in Guatemala. They ain't going to come. They ain't going to come swoop
once
you
again,
up. Once
again, Jurassic Park 3 shows why pterodactyls are a terrible idea. I'm just saying, let's keep it.
Oh, so you're like brontosaurus and the plant eaters.
Yeah, herbivores only.
Yeah, herbivores.
If we learned anything from Steven Spielberg, it's herbivores only.
What was the big fly one that looked like a bat or a dragon and all this together?
Pterodactyl.
Okay. Yeah. Yo, ain't it wonderful that it turned into a duck?
I think that was the episode of Flintstones.
See, it used to be the pterodactyl, and now it's just a friendly duck.
And then and all of a sudden a human being.
We can shoot them and eat them.
Get in that inbox.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com and it's delicious.
I'm on almonds. He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
I
can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody, as is proof here. Everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We're on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kick.
Bourbon pecan. Bourbon
they got pecan. Some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm
that,
out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No, no, no. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what did everybody do? Get lunch today?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at Nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/Nuts. So go check out all of the delicious options at Nuts.com/Nuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's Nuts.com/Nuts.
They're delicious.
I don't know where we're going to keep going if we don't change thought. Hello at duckcallroom.com.
I would just love to know if we could do it, though. I think it's out there.
I don't think we could handle it.
I don't think we could handle it, but yeah. I think it's out there. Yeah. I think we the technology it. Is out there. And I have a new favorite segment.
I just want to pose this before we go any further. As a country who can't even balance a budget, we don't need to be playing with making dinosaurs.
No. This is not,
we
no.
can't even do math.
Sir, I want the government so far away from this. This is a for-profit organization ran by a billionaire somewhere. Elon Musk needs to be in charge of this.
I'll finalize this after what he just said. Amen.
The government needs to stay away from that.
Hey, time out. You're acting like I'm talking about just the government. How many people in this country run a balanced budget? Not many. Our debt ceiling wouldn't be through the roof.
That's right.
Like, I'm just saying.
Dinosaurs expensive.
Until we can do the math.
They eat a lot.
Until we can do the math, let's stay away from the science.
I'll fix that.
That's all I'm going
with. Yeah, since we have such a rough time with the math,
my hope and prayer is one day we do an ad on this for 20% off your ticket to Jurassic Park using promo code duck/pterodactyl. Anyway, hello at Duck Call Room. I have a new favorite segment.
Go ahead.
We've never done it, but Wyatt emailed in. He's all from right. Denver, Colorado. The subject line, am I a redneck?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to judge all of our fans on if they're rednecks or not.
We can judge
them. So if you're curious on if you are a redneck or not and would like Si's opinion.
Hold it. He just said something we just talked about. You don't need to go there.
What do you mean?
I can judge on somebody if they're a redneck.
Oh, yeah. No, you can make that judgment.
Let me tell you something.
Easily.
If you listen to one episode of this long enough to get to the email address,
you might be.
You are a redneck.
No, the mite's gone.
Mite's on chicken.
No, you are. Mite's on a chicken.
I don't know about this guy. Okay, but all I'm saying is, if you email in and you ask me if you're a redneck, I'm probably going to start proposing these to.
But I would love to know what epiphany he had to make him consider that he potentially was.
He thinks he is. The people around him say no. Denver, Colorado area. I don't know what that means, but I'm guessing he's somewhere near that airport that's up to no good. He's currently in an ongoing argument with his coworkers. Oh, they think he is a red. His coworkers think he's a redneck. He doesn't because he's from a small country town. He loves to hunt and fish. He also has some stories that they say are redneck. He didn't share those, so it's hard to say.
Stories are good enough.
He loves the big city and heavy metal music. That is not good for redneck. That is good for sitting behind the computer in a redneck room. Sports, that doesn't make a difference. He loves going to other big cities. He strongly dislikes the small town life. He'd much rather be in a suburban neighborhood instead of a ton of land. Based on this information, is your name's Wyatt, first off. But would you conclude... if he is redneck or
that
not
just
redneck.
Means he's a lead character
closet redneck.
On Ozark.
Closet
redneck?
My question is, hey, somebody define redneck.
That's hard. So
go to Webster and give us a dictionary of the what is a redneck in the Webster
world?
I'm not gonna
give you a word definition, but I'm gonna just give you striking visuals.
Oh, that's not fair.
Redneck.
Redneck. Okay. Redneck.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm
redneck.
I'm offended by Webster's.
Hunter.
Redneck.
Hunter's a redneck?
Hunter's a redneck.
He absolutely
You've
is.
You've moved up in the world, son.
He's a weird one.
He's a weird
he's
one.
He's a weird redneck.
But he's a redneck.
He's a fringy one, but his collar is still blue.
Oh, okay.
And his neck is still red.
If ever fixed anything with duct tape, redneck. You may be a redneck.
That's right. You may be a redneck.
Do y'all really want the...
That's according to Jeff Foxworthy.
The Webster's definition is offensive.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Lay it on us.
Our man Noah didn't write this definition anyways.
Nah, his daughter did.
It's sometimes disparaging. A white member. I'm just going to stare in the camera for a second and say this. That makes it false. Hey, of the Southern rural laboring class.
Yeah.
You saying all rednecks are white people?
No.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
The only thing that they have correct about that after being all over this country and world as well is member of laboring class.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the only part of that definition that is actually
most redneck place I've ever been is Canada.
Yeah.
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 Notice, we ain't picking on Beth saying she ain't one.
Beth might be a redneck. Them people from Saskatchewan, for sure rednecks.
Look, let's just give a backstory on Beth. She started in Canada. She went to North Carolina. She ended up in Louisiana.
Redneck.
You don't survive those moves without having at least a tenth redneck in you. So yeah, she's in. Otherwise she'd have been done acting like a mallard drake and headed back home, but
she'd have said no.
But the fact that she can come and thrive
in Western
and fit in,
she a redneck.
Webster actually gave the working class people
Webster sucks.
Yeah. He kudos.
Yeah.
Do you know how many black rednecks I know? That's all I need to say about the white part. We're all rednecks.
And they're everywhere. We've met so many in Michigan.
No, a bunch of them, too.
I mean, and Southern, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, it's not Southern.
The Southern deal is, he's in there.
You boys go stomp around them hills of Pennsylvania and upstate New York.
That's right. Or go to Wisconsin.
Get back with you, boy.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, go to Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Whenever I was in Pittsburgh, I saw more calf tattoos than I've ever seen in my life. In Pittsburgh, specifically.
Yeah.
Calf tattoo.
And a colored calf tattoo? It's a telltale sign. Anyways, Wyatt specifically.
I'm going to go Wyatt. I don't care. I mean, I think
he grew up redneck and he's trying to run from it.
Well, you better wrap this up because I got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, shoot.
There you go.
Hey, I've got a Bible verse for us today.
Hey, hit us with the Bible verse. This redneck's got to go see a football star, high school football player.
Baby. I got to go see
2 Corinthians.
Redneck.
2 Corinthians 5:13. If we are out of our minds, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right minds, it is for you. Keep that in mind.
Guess
if we're out of our minds,
I'm
going to
leave you with
God.
This. I raised my hand. I am out of my mind, and I'm going to touchdown Tommy.
Touchdown. Is it over already?
We'll see y'all next time.
See y'all next time, you bunch of rednecks.
What?